Kathleen, tell me about working with the exorcism team. What do you do?
Well, I don't work with them during exorcisms. They've been helping me with the problem that we have here at the ranch.
What's the problem?
We're in over an opening, literally, to hell.
Now, you got to explain that.
Well, there's a physical, apparently, according to these exorcists, and they've worked with Father Martin for years.
Sure.
There's a real problem here. And a lot of strange things happen here. It's a very creepy place to live.
Well, don't keep me in the dark. What's going on?
Well, my daughter, for instance, would go out and tend to the horses or go into the barn, and one day she was absolutely picked up and thrown across into a stall, banged her nose and her head. It was terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a colt that stayed in the barn, and over the course of time, he started to change. His head would almost change shape, and my daughter was in the barn one night where there weren't any lights in there, and his eyes literally glowed red.
Oh, you know what? That's not a good sign.
It wasn't a good sign.
No,
and
not
so
red.
We decided to sell him, but whatever was in him wouldn't let him leave, and he took himself out on a trailer being loaded out of here. He would not go, and he subsequently died. We had to put him down from his injuries, but that was a scary thing. The dogs are chased. You can watch them during the day. They'll be out running in the yard, and all of a sudden something's chasing them. You can't see what it is, but they start screaming, literally screaming.
Where do you think the physical location for this is, or is it the whole farm?
I think it's I think the area is a couple to 3 miles long and wide, and that it's not just this particular ranch, but in the area. We live in an area with a lot of dinosaur bones and relics. And
are you still finding those around?
A lot of people are, yeah.
Oh, that's neat. That part's neat.
It's neat, but then when you consider, you know, why animals went to a particular area to die, it's not a good area. And there was a guy that was, he was hanged out here, I guess, several years ago, you know, probably the turn of the century.
Yeah.
And I don't think his spirit is at rest. And from what the exorcists are saying, that they want to attempt it. One wants to come out and try an exorcism of the whole property, and another one is advising against it. He wouldn't even visit the place.
He's that petrified?
No, he knows that he'd be killed. It's that dangerous. It's a very dangerous situation.
Do you own this place or rent
it? No, I'm renting. And it's something else.
When's the lease up? Get out of there.
Well, it's not that easy. Trying to find a home for horses and stuff, but we're trying. But we're trying to do the best we can.
So this didn't follow you. It was already there.
It was there, and we didn't know it. We didn't feel right when we were here. We had kind of a creepy feeling, and it just wasn't something that we were comfortable with. But, you know, I didn't really realize until I started working on the final warning. Things started happening around the house. You know, lights would come crashing down. The power would go out. Computers were taken out. We just thought, oh, you know, electrical anomalies. But
well, if you lived on the East Coast or the Northeast part,
you'd be right.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, I started doing radio shows, and whole city grids would go out for stations. And
now that's weird.
And the lights would go out here at the house at the same time, and it's like, oh boy, this is crazy.
It's almost as if somebody doesn't want you to get your message out.
It seems that way. I know that most of my books I've had to write flat on my back because there's.
You don't think that this power blackout had anything to do with you going on this show today?
No, you don't think, do you?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Wildcard line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. I listen to your show all the time.
Well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Huntington Beach. My name is Michelle.
Hi.
And I think you need a primetime radio show spot, though.
Oh,
I think that it would...
Can't get much more primetime than this, huh?
Well, it's a little too late for most people. And I think a lot more people need to be educated about what's really going on in the world. And Kathleen, I love your books. I have Final Warning and Torn Sky. They're both great. And
well, thank you, Michelle.
And I check your site all the time.
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
Updates. And I wanted to talk tonight about a vision that my son had, or I don't know if it was really a vision. He was scared. He's seen things before in our house,
mm-hmm.
like monster. He calls them monsters, get the monster away. And I'm not Catholic, but I was learning about Fatima, so I bought a rosary, and I used the rosary, and it was, it would take the spirits away, whatever he was seeing.
It does, doesn't it? Immediately.
Instantly.
Instantly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best weapon we have against them is the rosary.
Yes, and I did notice, though, like the third time I had to say it, I had to say more beads, like as it increased. But he hasn't had any visions now for about 6 months. And I also have electric, like, anomalies going on in my house. Lights will shut off. I go through a lot of light bulbs in here.
Do you have any holy water?
And I don't have holy water.
Some holy water and to spray the house down, but the rosary will keep them away.
Okay. One thing that concerned me, though, was probably maybe 4 months ago, we were driving home. My mom babysat, and we're driving home, got something to eat on the way home, and all of a sudden he was scared and started to cry and said, "Mom, please hurry. Please just get home. The bear. The bear is coming."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Honey, what are you talking about?" He just kept repeating it over and over. My son is 2 years old.
Your son isn't the only child seeing this.
And when I got home, I couldn't get out of my car quick enough. When I parked the car, he starts yelling, "Get the umbrella, get the umbrella." And it was like maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the sun was out. And I said, mm-hmm. "Honey, it's not raining." He said, the sun, it's going to burn. Mm-hmm. The sun's going to burn us. And mm-hmm. I get out of the car, and I scoop him up, and I'm literally running to my house. And when I looked over at the sun, it looked like it was on the horizon. And I could look at it without it hurting my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so bright that I could feel it permeating my skin and, like, burning through my shirt. Like, it felt like somebody had lit me with a match, and then mm-hmm. it started, the area that was burning started to get bigger.
Right.
And I had to run to my house with him.
Uh-huh.
He was so upset that I had to call my mom on the phone and tell him, you know, "Mom, please try to calm him down. I don't know what he's saying," because he kept saying it like he wanted me to fix it. The bear is coming. Mom, make the bear go away. And I didn't know what the bear meant, and so I just did a Google search. And when I did it on the bear, it said Russia is called the bear.
A lot of children are having apocalyptic visions, and they're getting a lot of messages, but they're also seeing through the veil.
Yeah, it scares me.
It is.
There
are a lot of parents, Michelle, on our forum and our message boards that are going through the same thing as you and your son are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can get together with them, mm-hmm. And they can help. And certainly I'd be happy to help any way I could.
Yeah. And he always wants me to draw him like the moon and the sun, and then he wants me to draw him a falling star.
Right.
Not a shooting star, and I've never ever used the words falling star.
We're going to see a lot of strange anomalies in the sky. Things are going to look displaced.
I see a star right now that I've been watching for 3 years that it caught my eye 3 years ago, and now every time I look at it, it's getting bigger and brighter.
Right.
It's right next to the moon.
That's Mars.
Is that Mars?
Yeah. You're looking at
okay,
Mars.
Okay.
It's getting bigger because it's getting closer.
And also, wasn't it supposed to be the closest
month? 60,000 years.
On August 12th,
August
right?
27th, 28th, right around there.
Don't planets have like a magnetic pole on our...
It's affecting people, definitely.
It's pretty far away, though. It's not like the moon.
So that couldn't take out the power?
No, I don't think so. I don't think. It's not that close. It's only going to be about 35 million miles. It doesn't have that kind of pull.
Mm-hmm. And a couple of days ago, I did hear voices. It wasn't out of my refrigerator. It was coming out of my TV. The TV was off. My son had just watched a video, and I don't even have regular cable anymore. All we do is just watch television. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll watch videos. And his video had ended, so it was just the blue screen, and I could hear, like, a bunch of voices all mixed together, so I couldn't hear a definite word, mm-hmm. but I could hear muffled, like, wah, 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 like there was a conversation.
Like you're in a conversation at a party, and you can't pick what they're saying.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. This happened 2 days ago.
It's becoming more and more apparent.
Hmm. Okay, thanks for your call, Michelle.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Sounds like she's trying to work through those problems, huh?
Boy, she's got her hands full, huh?
Yeah, she really does. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you doing, George?
Good.
Good. I have a question for Kathleen.
Sure.
Kathleen, I have, I'm curious that if one asks in, like, prayer or meditation or any spiritual practice, rather than expressing a name like St. Michael to protect them, I was wondering if, like, instead of like that, doing that, asking for positive energies, I was wondering if they're true positive energies or if they're negative energies in disguise.
They can be negative energies in disguise. So when we need help, we call on St. Michael or just say Jesus Christ. And if you have entities in your home that you want to get rid of, you say Jesus Christ commands you to leave this place.
Okay.
And you'll get instant help.
Okay. Well, thank you for your advice.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Appreciate that. Let's move on to our next call. Wildcard line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Oh, good evening, George. Good evening, Kathleen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I had just a couple of questions. If you don't mind, Kathleen, I was just wondering, where does all the money go from the books and from all the sales of any publications from your work?
I don't take any royalties, and all the money that I would make in royalties goes back in to pay for the messenger, the newsletter, and try to keep up with costs with that and try to get more books out. Publishing is a very expensive thing, unfortunately, and if I could, I would give my books away, but it's just impossible to do right now.
Right. Well, one thing I wanted to stress to people listening, it's very important that that we not get caught up in speculation or different belief systems not based on any authoritative scripture. I know, like, there was one important thing you said when a few callers ago when you said something about not reading. We weren't getting this information from any book, so I advise people, if they really want to get some real authoritative information on spirituality, that they read the Vedic literatures from India, because these books have been around for thousands and thousands of years, have been written by Emerson, Thoreau, Einstein, who have read these books.
As a matter of fact, Michael Cremo is going to be a guest of mine about that very topic, the Vedic writings.
Right, it's so important, because a lot of stuff has been lost, and we're not really even sure if we have the real Bible on the earth today. And so it's very important not to get caught up in speculative information.
Well, the important thing for everybody, as I try to stress this, is, you know, do your own research, do your own homework, make up your own mind. Kathleen, I'm looking at the Maitreya's website right now. He's got my name on it, and he's got me with my interview with Benjamin Krem, and he says, I do not think Mr. Krem himself is a close disciple of his Maitreya. So he is innocently doing the work of the devil. Well, that's what the Maitreya has on his own website. And then he mentions me doing the interview with him. That's kind of eerie.
He's going to pinpoint another Antichrist, as a matter of fact, as far as what I believe is going to happen. And that man will probably be killed, and then the world will be told there is no more Antichrist. So there's a big shakeup going on. So it doesn't surprise me.
Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. I really enjoy the show.
Good. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask your guest if she's ever heard of a place in Northern California called Bohemian Grove,
where
a lot of high-end world leaders meet and perform what I'm to understand is occult ceremonies and so forth. I've seen a film of a gentleman who snuck in there and did some taping during one of these ceremonies, but apparently a lot of high-profile people attend these events, you could call them, and what your thoughts might be on that.
Well, it's a very interesting situation, and it seems to have a far-reaching effect with some of our leaders. I know some people that are trying to expose Bohemian Grove, and they have a lot of information on it, but, of course, they're being watched rather closely. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get that out.
Is it like a cult thing?
Yeah, it is. It's more of a demonic worship service.
Thanks for that.
You know, human sacrifice and the whole bit.
Absolutely. Thanks for that call. East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
I'm calling, listening to 640 AM WGST.
Oh, sure, down in Atlanta. Here, welcome to the program.
Hi. I would like to ask, why do y'all think that God allows these things to happen, like the visits from Maitreya? I've been tortured all my life. Literally. And I was just wondering, why do you think God allows these things to happen?
I think it's fulfilling prophecy. You've got God in heaven, and you've got Lucifer, and the battle is being waged every day, every second of every day. And unfortunately, a lot of people are hounded and really tormented by the devil. I think God is trying to get your attention, to get you back to him. And sometimes it takes that with people. Sometimes with illness or whatever, people get to a position where they have no place else to turn but to God.
Do you think we can change the outcome of prophecy, Kathleen?
I think we can lessen the destruction that comes with the prophecy as it's fulfilled. But I think ultimately it will be fulfilled verbatim.
So you don't think actions beforehand could stop things?
I do. I think that like they were with St. Vincent Ferrer's time stopped for centuries, I think we could do that again.
But you think in the long run, though, it will still...
It has to be fulfilled.
It will be fulfilled.
Yeah.
So what's the purpose of slowing it down or changing some of the events? If it's going to get to the end result anyway, we might as well just get it out of the way and let it happen.
A lot of people think that, but I think that by rushing the hand of God or rushing the end, we're losing so many souls that wouldn't necessarily go to hell and that would have an opportunity to go to heaven. And that's what it's all about. We don't want to feed into the hand of the devil.
Wildcard Line, your turn. You're on Coast to Coast with Kathleen Keating. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome.
This is Lynn. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Lynn.
It's wonderful to hear your program tonight. And, George, I love your show.
Thank you.
I am tickled to death that you're getting these kind of programs on because I had a near-death experience. And, you know, you're talking about people changing and getting to the right side when getting with God again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a major problem we have in our society today, that not enough people believe. And when I had my near-death experience, it was, I lost a child, but I gained an insight to change my life that I could, so I could help people. God gave me unbelievable compassion and love and caring and things for everyone.
That's quite a gift, isn't it?
It's a blessing because when I died, my priest, my doctor was a Catholic, and so was I, and he pinned a little scapular on me before I went in and just lost my baby, and I was hemorrhaging to death, and they actually lost me, and they brought me back. Well, I told my doctor, I said, I need to see a shrink because I said, I had this incredible dream, and I told him about it. I went in a church, and it was so vibrant and beautiful. I went in and knelt down in front of the Virgin Mary and asked her to help me find the peace in my life I needed and forgive me for everything in my life. And the vestibule door opened up, and Jesus walked out and placed his hand on my head and said, go in peace, my child. It's not your time, but you lived with the gifts that I've given you. And I went from being a secretary for a financial administrator to the health field, and spent 11 and a half years doing hospice care. And I felt God gave me the gift to help these people go through the final cycle of their life in total peace, support for their families that was viable and real and reunite families that were broken up. He's giving me an incredible gift.
I'm glad you're using it. That's wonderful.
And I'm retired now, but I still try and help people. I live in a senior citizen building, and I still trying to help people here, people that are less fortunate than I.
Well, we need about 10 million people like you in order to fix some of the problems on this planet. Stay with us. Kathleen Keating, my guest. We'll be back in just a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back, Kathleen. Let's go to some more calls. And, of course, would you give your phone number out again and website for the special offer for Coast to Coast listeners?
KathleenKeating.com. And the phone number for the books, they're $12.95 each. You're about $4 or $5 taken off the price for Coast to Coast listeners. It's 1-866-394-2665. That's 1-866-394-2665.
And what's the most current book?
Torn Sky. Well, Silence of the Evening came out, too, just recently. So I guess Silence is. That encompasses the secular version of what the government is doing and how they're manipulating us into the end times.
Does that include maybe a little power blackout manipulation?
Well, actually, it does mention that.
Yes. Does it really?
Yes, it does. About how some kids took out the entire grid.
Do you think something sinister happened with what happened Thursday?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to do some investigating, but it kind of looks like it, doesn't it?
It is weird. It's weird that they haven't said anything about what caused it yet.
Yeah. I know. It'll be interesting to see what spin they put on it.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You are on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi.
Uh-huh.
Is this Joan?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes, I have a question for Kathleen.
Sure, she's listening.
I just recently became a Christian. I had an experience with Jesus.
Uh-huh.
My whole life I never wanted to be one, but it was a very intense, loving experience. But my question is in regards to deliverance ministries.
Uh-huh.
My pastor has recently suggested that because I come out of an occult background.
Mm-hmm.
I went to one, and I had a lapse in time. I've never drank. I've never had anything where I don't remember what is going on around me. And it's really disturbing, and I'm wondering, is the church actually something evil?
It could be. Any time that you don't recall where you are or what time it is and you've lost a significant portion of time, I'd be very careful about going back to that.
Because I just don't know if I'm even on the right path now. I've been in so many, Santeria, Nichiren Daishonin Buddhism. I've even prayed to Wonkan Tonka as far as Native American.
Uh-huh.
And I've been a seeker my whole life and always kind of believed there was one God and we just all look at him differently.
Right. Well, you know, if you need some help, do you have email?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you email me and I'll send you somebody's name that can help you.
Okay.
Directly.
Great.
All right, good. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. West of the Rockies, welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on the air with Kathleen Keating. Hi there.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is JR. I'm calling from Lewiston, Idaho on my cell phone.
Hi, JR. Go ahead.
Okay, great to meet you. I love your show. I've been listening to Art Bell and then right into you with you, George, and ever since his back injury and all that stuff. And I just, first of all, I love your show.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. And Kathleen, I've been very intrigued by your commentary this evening. And
Thank you, JR.
I just want to say that I'd like to try to get a hold of the books, but if you could please indulge me with just a couple of quick comments.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. My theory is with, wasn't there a Christian movie that just came out last year about the end of the world?
I believe so. I think Jack Van Impe put out...
right, where everybody walks outside and...
Came out. Yeah.
Everybody walks outside and big major cities and all that stuff and everything's just totally dead.
Right.
There's no power, there's no nothing. There's just wind and dust and you know, and
mm-hmm.
so on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my theory on the major power outage is that that's just a hint of things to come.
I do, too. I think that's just a little preview for us.
Right. And I'm definitely going to get your books. I really want to look into this because...
Well, thank you, JR.
Well, I think I'm a visionary in a
wow.
way because ever since I was a child, I'm just 7 weeks away from being 32 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I was a child, ever since I was like 4 or 5, all the way back to when I can remember, I have dreams, and they seem to come true.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a month later, a year later, even a decade later. I mean, that old deja vu thing.
You're really
and
blessed. Wow.
Yes, and I'm a born-again Christian. And I've been that way since I was 20 years old. So I've been a born-again Christian for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I just moved back from Anchorage, Alaska, down here to Lewiston, Idaho. And 2 days before I flew back down here, I had a horrible dream. It was a horrible nightmare. And I've had these visionary dreams before. But the thing that I saw in this dream was, and it was so vivid, I immediately told my mother the next day, I said, hey... You know, it looked like I was in a 3-story brick building, and I was somewhere in the Grand Canyon, somewhere where there was a lot of desert and stuff, and I peeked out the window of this brick window, old-fashioned narrow windows, and what I saw was this big, giant, glowing bubble that just blew up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately flashed around the corner because it was so bright, I was scared.
A lot.
And that was the end of my dream.
Yeah.
What does that represent, Kathleen?
I don't know whether it's a weapon of some sort. You know, a hideous black cloud formed over Florida, scaring people to death. We're seeing a lot of that. People are seeing orbs and things exploding in their dreams. So I think JR is onto something. I don't know what it is, but I think something's coming.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think there's a little bit more to this story of this power blackout.
I do, too.
Than meets the eye.
I think it's a lot more sinister than they're letting on.
Wildcard Line, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello?
Oh, hi, I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm Shelley. I'm calling from St. Louis.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. George, I just want to tell you that I love your show.
Thanks.
I've always loved your show. Just keep going. I wish they'd put you on 24/7.
Oh, great. That's just what I need, huh?
Yeah, right. You'd be pretty tired, wouldn't you?
Well, I've done about 6 to 7 hours tonight. I'm still going.
Yeah, well, you're doing great. And Kathleen, I appreciate you coming on the show, too.
Thanks, Shelley.
Really insightful. I just have one thing to say that's given me kind of the creeps just listening to the show tonight. I don't call in that often, but just the mention of that name.
He bothers you, doesn't he?
You don't want me to mention it?
Well,
I won't say it. You know the name. I won't say it.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things. That's the one thing I wanted to say is, like, do you believe, either one of you, that by saying the name...
You're calling him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are calling him.
Is it... Do you think that, too?
I know so. I've had some bad experiences with that, and I know other people that thought it was cute to say it, and he ended up on their bed at night. So
it's you guys are going to be careful walking to your car tonight, right?
Well, I don't have to worry about that. The guy's got my name on his website. I feel weird.
And George, I just wanted to tell you, you know, I commend you for everything you do, and we all need to explore and figure this out. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't really know or be enlightened to half the stuff that I am now. However, you scare me sometimes.
Well, I know.
You want to have this guy on your show?
Well, I'm fighting with whether we will learn something or not.
I know, but I know we want to learn, but, you know, it's just like science. I mean, you want to learn, but then again, there's that
I mean, we
walk that tightrope, you know.
Yeah.
What is it worth? This is bigger than anything ever anybody could ever imagine.
But what if he's not? What if we got the wrong guy?
Then so what? Then you don't want him on your show anyway.
Then he's a bad show.
Right. Bingo.
I love it. Thanks, Shelley.
What? No, logical. One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. How do you know if you have... This is probably directed more toward Kathleen. How do you know if you have dreams or you feel presence in your dreams or at night when you feel like you're awake but you are asleep?
Uh-huh. A lot of people are going through that right now.
And last night, just to let you know this, and I could not sleep at all. Does this have something to do with New York?
It has something to do with...
Something.
Yeah, people are going through this. They can't sleep. It's the time warp or whatever, but...
I mean, not at all. Like,
I know. People are being kept awake.
10 minutes at a time.
Yeah, people are being kept awake.
You're not on a Select Comfort mattress. That's wrong.
That's what it is.
Perfect segue. Had to say it.
All right, George.
Thanks
a lot. I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care. Mm-hmm. Bye. I do wonder, on a serious note, how many people have had problems sleeping because of feelings, strange feelings.
Oh, from what we're getting on the boards, George, it's enormous.
Hmm.
A lot of people are really, if people are really interested in finding out more, they ought to go to KathleenKeating.com/forums. You would not believe the stories, and you're not alone. And it's comforting to know that there are other people having the same thing going on.
So how do I get the Maitreya to take my name off his website?
Well, you'd have to talk to him or his people.
You talk to him for me.
No, that's okay.
First time caller line, you're on Coast to Coast with Kathleen Keating. Hi there.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I listened to the Benjamin Krem show, and by the end of the night, I was definitely getting intrusive thoughts.
Were you? You were feeling strange?
So much so. You know, I'm very open-minded. A lot of what Krem said makes perfect sense, as in a lot of satanic stuff I've read makes perfect sense up to about 70%. It's the rest of it that you know, is the dark.
And then they trick you.
But, well, just by the end of that night... I was just getting a lot of vile, intrusive thoughts, almost against my will, and so much to the point that I actually went out to my shop and built a crucifix just to drive this stuff away.
Oh, my God.
But I felt so strongly about it, George. I wanted to email you a long time ago by way of warning, but I don't have Internet access. I know, you know, where you're coming from, but if you give these people a platform on your show, all in the sake of democracy or free speech, to me that's kind of tantamount to the way they're stripping crosses off war memorials and stripping, you know, crucifixes out of classrooms and stuff like that. But I, that's about all I have to say. But I would just be very cautious about it, George. And I don't think they would mess with you or your family, because they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. You give them a platform. But they sure could mess with a lot of other people.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Thanks for the call. Kathleen, is there anything they can do in terms of their spiritual energy through a radio wave?
They use electricity, which is another interesting point considering the power outage. They use electricity to feed it, and they gain more power.
Can they follow it into a home?
Yes, sir. In fact, they'll even use mirrors to come into the home. They use appliances. I have to use the St. Benedict medal on my telephone.
Tell me about the mirrors. I've heard a lot of very strange things about mirrors.
Ralph Sarchi on Father Martin's exorcist team has told us that we should use St. Benedict medals to prevent them from coming in or looking in on us. So they use that. They use the electricity, you know, television, radio, or whatever. And because your show's on at a time when a lot of people from the Midwest to the East Coast are trying to sleep or listening to you, and they fall asleep, they're in a very susceptible state. And so when you get these people on the air and they have this hypnotic voice and the power behind it, and they use the electricity and those dark gifts that they have, they can be deadly.
Interesting. I'll put it under advisement.
That's good.
Wildcard Line, welcome to Coast. You're on the air with Kathleen Keating. Hi there.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
I just had a quick question for Kathleen.
Sure thing. She's there, ready to listen.
All right. I was interested in that Matrima guy. Mm-hmm. Her discussion about it kind of piqued my interest. And I looked it up on a website, and I saw his picture, and it really frightened me. Like, I got a bad headache and a real clenched feeling in my stomach after seeing it. And I was wondering, what is it about his picture or his image that, you know, causes a physical reaction in a person?
It is a strange picture. There's no doubt about that. Even though he looks somewhat normal, it gives off weird vibes. He's right.
Oh, yeah.
So you feel it too, George?
Yes.
Wow. That's a warning. God is lucky. God is lucky, but you're lucky that God's giving you that blessing, because your soul is telling you to be careful.
Really? Well, thank you very much. It's all a warning.
Well, it is all a warning, no doubt about that. Where do your travels take you next? What do you do next?
Me? Well, trying to stay out of trouble.
Is that easy for you or hard?
No, I think it finds me wherever I go. So I'm going to keep on my research and find out more.
Do you travel much?
Try not to. It's very difficult. Every time I go someplace, cars cross the median. It's not safe.
Really?
Yeah, it's ugly. My daughter thinks it's funny anymore, but it's you can bet.
They're out. It's like the movie Rosemary's Baby. They're out to get you, huh?
Well, it's interesting, George. It really is.
Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is Bob. I'm driving through Mount Shasta, California.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, I want to thank both of you for even talking about what you're talking about tonight. It definitely will give people some power. And I don't know if you mentioned it, but I think you might have, that through prayer and petition to the Lord, that it will give you power to protect yourself. And,
that's
and
right.
I know you, is that right, Kathleen?
Yeah, you bet it, Bob. You got it down.
That's it, because I found out through my years, I go back to 1979, and that it definitely has saved my life, has made my life better. I'm getting goosebumps telling you. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Be careful.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Appreciate it. He's driving out there. Probably a truck driver. They've got a great job for America. I'll tell
you
that.
Do.
I'll tell you, and it's a time. I'll tell you one thing about this power blackout, Kathleen.
What?
That I really felt good about, and that was there seemed to have been a pulling together of people, and I don't know if that's 9/11 that has done that to us or not, but I did feel some very deep camaraderie here with these people who went through what they went through, and they pulled through together. They're not out of it yet, but I enjoyed that. I enjoyed seeing
that. I hope we can all be that that good about it.
Lights are starting to pop up, but it also tells you how much of a danger we have relied on technology to the point, and I said this 4 or 5 years ago, that there'll come times if we go to, let's say, a cashless society. Mm-hmm. If something like this happened in a cashless society,
it'd be all over.
You'd have total chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be able to buy food. You couldn't get anything.
And now that a lot of employers are going to the cashless paycheck, boy, it's going to be interesting.
I think this is an interesting topic for my next show tomorrow night, is just to talk with people about, do we really need to go into all these technological things? Maybe it's time to bring it back a little bit.
I think so. I think we could go back and wipe out a lot of the electronics that we don't really need.
And bring back Leave It to Beaver on television.
Oh, absolutely.
That would work. Hey, Kathleen, thanks. You take care of yourself.
Take care, and I hope your daughter does well.
Thank you.